Welcome everybody to the Success Circle Q&A call. This is Lisa Minini, and I want to welcome any brand new Success Circle members to the call. If this is your first call, this is a Q&A call, where the group Q&A call, where you ask any questions that you have about growing your business, or maybe any question that you have as you work through some of the self-study programs that we have. And then you get your question answered so you can continue to make big breakthroughs in your business. And before we get started, I always like to let you know of some upcoming events so that you can tap into those, as well as tell your friends about them. The first one is, of course, a lot of questions have been coming in about the annual Entrepreneurial Edge system. I know some of you who are already registered, maybe bringing a friend, or they're thinking about it, and we've just had a lot of questions that came around it. So I've decided to do a Q&A call. I did this last year. People appreciated it because I got I was able to answer any questions that they had about the event and the transformation that you get when you do attend the 3-day intensive. So the call that I'm doing on the Q&A call is March 15th at noon Eastern time, and again, that's just to answer any questions that we've already received on the Entrepreneurial Edge system. When they register, they can also submit a question, and I will answer it on the call. The link to register is a bit.ly link. That's B-I-T, B as in boy, I-T dot L-Y, B as in boy, I-T dot L-Y, /EES, the number 3-day Q&A. Essentially, that's EES 3-day Q&A, but it's just abbreviated to EES 3, the number 3-day Q&A. So that if you have anybody that is interested in attending, they'll want to register for that, and I can tell them all about the 3-day and all about what it means to take a systems approach to profitability. So we'll be doing that again on March 15th at noon Eastern time. Also April 10th, I have a webinar that's coming up that I'm doing Seal the Deal 98% of the time, sponsored by your legal resource. Again, that's April 10th. The registration is on the accelerateassociates.com site under events, so you can register there. That's going to be held April 10th. I think it's at the noon hour. So again, welcome to the Success Circle call. Happy, we've got a lot of phone calls and people that are going to actually ask their question live. So let's get started. I think we have the first caller is going to be Ruth, and Ruth, we'll have you ask your question first. Can you hear me?
Yes, Lisa. Hi. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good.
You have a question today.
Yeah, you've talked about downloading audio MP3 files. Mm-hmm. What's the best method of recording and downloading these files, and do you know if WordPress can do that?
Great question. Thank you, Ruth. The short answer is there's a lot of ways to record something. And a lot of people think it's really complicated to create a product. But whether you're interviewing someone or you want to have an audio program that you want to do, there's a lot of different ones that a lot of different ways to do that. Many of the ways that I go through, I'll go through a couple today, but we go through this extensively in the 3-day. But there are a number of free services out there that if you want to interview someone and have an interview and make that into a product, you can. And it not only automatically records the call, but then afterwards you can download it as a WAV file or an MP3 file. Freeconferencing.com, I believe, does that. And so that's a really great service to both record somebody else and also to download that recording after the fact. Now, if you want to add music and other things to that recording, then you'll want to tap into a free software that's available on the web, and it's called Audacity. But be careful, because there's an Audacity.com, and it's not an Audacity.com, it's a different link. The software, although it's free, it does can be a little confusing in how to use it at first, but once you get the hang of it, you can upload your, you know, your MP3 to it, and then you can change it, you can edit it, you can add music to it. And what's nice about that is you can get a really great thing that you can do yourself, and it's absolutely free software. Another thing, Ruth, that you may want to consider is also purchasing a, you can purchase a digital recorder, and that would allow you to download that digital recorder and or that digital recording of whatever you did. The nice thing about having a digital recorder is that if you do a presentation or you do a teleseminar, even though you can do a teleseminar in freeconferencing.com, you can also record it on your player. You can also take it with you. So if you do a speaking engagement, you can record your speaking engagement, and it's kind of nice to have something that's portable. Not necessary, but because there are a lot of free services out there that do it for you. But this is a digital recorder is portable, so that there's conveniences there. Your question, Ruth, was also regarding WordPress.
Yes, can WordPress handle all these audio files?
Yeah. The short answer. I'm sorry. Say again.
And can you sell them through WordPress?
Mm-hmm. You can. WordPress, you can develop a page, and then you can market that specific page on WordPress where you have the audio for sale. You could use a, you know, PayPal button or whatever your shopping cart is that you have. The thing to remember with that is as you get going and as you have more product, you may run out of space depending on who is hosting your site. So you really want to be able to check to make sure that you have enough capacity to hold all of those different audios. Another thing is when they do purchase it, you know, once they purchase it, that's one page. Then it routes them automatically to another page, right, when you set that up. Make sure the page that you route them to where they can download it is somehow either password protected or maybe part of your membership site or something of that nature. And WordPress has a handy-dandy, you know, nice little plug-in for membership sites called Wishlist, which is absolutely wonderful. Highly recommended.
Okay.
And what you can do is, for many shopping carts, Wishlist integrates with those so that when they do go to a page, they have to put in either a username and password, or it's somehow password protected. Because what you can find is sometimes if you put it on a page, and even though that specific page has a URL that's really long, in some cases, Google's going to pick that up. So you've got to be really careful that your content is somewhat password protected, or or the link is so long that Google wouldn't pick that up. So you've just got to be careful about your product.
Okay.
Yeah. You can also set it up where they get a CD of it. You can either do the fulfillment, or there's also a fulfillment house. And Ruth, I know you went through the 3-day intensive, so if you look in your resources Rolodex, the fulfillment house is actually in there. So you'll be able to set it up so that the fulfillment house sends them their CDs. Okay. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Any other questions, Ruth?
Not right now.
Okay, great.
Oh, between WAVE and MP3, what is the the better? Is MP3 better? That's the one that I'm familiar with. What is the WAV file?
That's a Microsoft Office.
Microsoft WAV. Office.
Yeah,
okay.
But see, the problem with that is if they have a Mac, there might be issues with them being able to listen to the audio. So an MP3 is more universal. I mean,
okay,
I'm not a technical person, but that's what I've been told. So,
okay.
Yeah, so an MP3 is the way to go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Ruth. All right, wonderful. We've got a couple of other questions that were also submitted that I want to make sure that we take here. People couldn't make it live. Now, remember, if you have any questions, to submit them to info@accelerateassociates.com. At least 24 hours before, if you can, the Q&A call so that we can be able to triage some of the calls and questions that come in. And some of them are also repeat, so we want to make sure that where possible we bundle them so we're not asking the, you know, going over the same question. Okay, Suzanne emailed actually, we've got a lot of questions to this effect. She's wondering how she can complete everything that she needs to in a day, a week, a month, or year. We've got another one that has doesn't seem to be enough time. I want to address the question and the frustrations of time because you know, the reality is we all have 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week, right? 60 minutes in an hour. Many times it's not about having more time. Rather, it's about addressing and utilizing the energy and the time you do have in a more efficient way. So are you really maximizing and utilizing your workday in the best day possible? And I know for some of you who haven't yet attended the 3-day intensive, and we're going to get to this, is really how to structure your day in a way that's much more productive and much more efficient and focused on your strategies that will bring in both your clients, meet with your clients, as well as getting all those things that you still need to get done for your business. One of the key things that I suggest when people say, oh, I don't have time, that time is just, that is actually just a symptom. And it's a symptom of maybe not having enough resources and getting those additional resources to assist you, number one. Number two, it can also be more about how to shift and shape the way you work. So maybe, you know, a lot of times people will be very scattered in the way that they're structuring their schedule. But you're in control of your schedule, right? So how do you cluster, for example, is there a way to cluster some of the ways that you're working? One of my clients found this extremely helpful. She had small children and had, you know, just a lot of activities that she was doing along with a full-time business. And just by clustering when she returned phone calls and when she took phone calls, she found it much more efficient in the way she was getting not only work done but in servicing her clients because she would take all the phone calls that she would get during the morning, return them in the afternoon. It just became more efficient for her in the way she did her work. She also said, hey, I got much more done in a shorter period of time just by looking at how I can cluster my days differently. So let's say you have clients scattered through all 5 days. Well, is there a way to do it where you have specific times allocated? So rather than taking somebody at 10, 2, and 5, can you take clients that are structured in sequential order so that you're focusing all of your time and you have bigger time slots on your calendar to get what needs to get done finished? So those are some helpful tips. So when you're saying, gee, I don't have enough time, think about, are you getting off track? A few of my clients even use an egg timer. You know, when they have something to do, they find themselves, you know, doing their social media marketing, and we all know we can get sucked in if we stay on Facebook too long and we don't have it scheduled. And an egg timer sometimes will say, okay, you know, you've been on here 15 minutes, or even scheduling that time. And a lot of people say, well, you know, exercise, I want to exercise more, but they never get it scheduled, so it never happens. Or they never make it a priority, so it never happens. So those are some tips that really can you can use immediately to start changing that conversation from I have no time to how am I using my time, and then using those tools to change it. So these are great questions, and I wanted to bring that up because those conversations around time seem to happen quite a bit, and I want to make sure that everybody knows that there are tools that you can use to manage that. Another question that we have comes from, actually we've got one from Robin says, I have started three successful businesses. The frustration to me is marketing. She minored it in college. She doesn't like that part. She enjoys the design, creating the challenge. So Robin, you have a couple of choices there. Number one, you can outsource the marketing and hire somebody to do that. It's one option. Or number two, you can have somebody within your own business do it, whether that's an assistant. Or three, you can do it, but you can also systematize and automate it. And this is something we go in heavily in the three-day intensive in April, is you know, a lot of people have not yet automated their marketing. And a lot of people think, gee, automated marketing, you know, what do you mean by that? Well, there's a couple of dimensions to automating your marketing. One is systematizing your marketing, making sure that you are marketing on a regular basis, and it's systematized, meaning it's connected to all the different pieces of your business. Now, I like to use a florist as an example, but it could be anything. It could be a florist, it could be a chiropractor, you could be a speaker, you could be a trainer. The reality is you have different events and things that are happening throughout the year. So are you really planning out what your marketing is ahead of time, and are you systematizing it so it happens just like clockwork? So, too, a lot of people have different methods and ways to stay in touch. An e-zine or e-newsletter, is it systematized? Are you doing it on a regular basis so that people are anticipating when it's going to come out? So your blog, for example, do you have it at a certain date and time where it comes out so people look forward to it? And then are you making sure that you draw traffic to it on a regular basis that also goes out? Now, so that systemization, the automation comes in with different automated sequences or ways to put it out there. So are you connecting your blog to social media? So you can do this all yourself. You can set this up all yourself and even program it to go out. You know, florists, for example, you know, they should have something even programmed. They can program a whole year of messages, you know, because you have programmed something in January for February 14th, these little messages that go out. You know, maybe it starts with, have you told somebody you love them today? And then another message is, you know, something else about love, but it's all leading into Valentine's Day. But it's also starting that conversation. It's engaging people on social media. Those can be pre-programmed. Now, you've got to check it, certainly, because if people respond to it, you want to respond to them. But that can be all automated, and you can have that done for a full year. And that's the power of knowing and really filling out your business blueprint. So for those of you who are alumni who've gone through the 3-day, you know what I'm talking about. Your business blueprint says everything you're going to do throughout the year. So too should your marketing. So you know precisely when things are going out, and then you can program them to go out. Okay. So Robin, those are some examples of what you can do. So you can outsource it to somebody else. You can do it in-house, but have somebody else do that, maybe an assistant, number two. And number three, you can certainly systematize and automate that marketing for you. So hopefully that answers your question. Thanks for submitting that, Robin. Let's see who else we have on. We have Susan who asked, who couldn't be on the call today, but how do you connect your blog with Facebook, LinkedIn, on WordPress? Okay, so Susan, you have a WordPress blog and you're looking to connect it with Facebook and LinkedIn. Now, there's two connections. I'm kind of guessing at your question, but from a technical standpoint, one is if you have a WordPress blog, how do you get connected to Facebook and LinkedIn? There's usually plugins that they'll walk you through if you have a WordPress blog. That's number one. Number two, if you're asking about how to have your buttons on, to integrate social media and having buttons on your blog, usually those are in the templates. So if you're using WordPress.com or any of those, they usually have templates that integrate social media. A simple Google search will help you do that, but that's one area and way to do that. So hopefully that has answered your question. Let's see who else we have here. You know what? I'm going to open it up and for real quick to see if we've got. Let's see. I know that Stacy was going to be on the line. Let me just see. I'm going to unmute Stacy. Stacy, did I just unmute you or no?
You did.
Oh, great. You're
hear
on
me?
The call.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Great. It's not coming across your number, so I wasn't quite sure.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, so good. Great, great. Well, you have a question that you wanted to ask today.
I do. I want to know the difference between a lead generation page and a sales page.
Great. Great question. Lead generation page is a page that people will come to, and it can serve a couple purposes. It's obviously to pre-qualify your prospect, and it's kind of like shaking hands with them and saying, okay, you came here for a reason. Are you, you know, this type of individual? Are you looking for this type of solution? And if so, you know, I have this ebook, audio, whatever you have, and they put their name and email address in there. That's a lead generation page. Now, having said that, a lead generation page can lead them into your programs or services or into a product. So as you can have multiple lead generation pages, and they can all lead into the next step, whether the next step is an upsell into a product or it can or into your services. So let's take a lead generation system for your services. Now, a lead generation system for your services is based on some keyword searches, right? Those are the things that people are putting into a search engine to find you. And when they find you, they find, you know, when they put those keyword search, they'll find your lead generation page, which will pre-qualify them, and they'll put their name and email address in there so they can get your free ebook or audio. It's kind of the way of shaking hands. Then the next step after they pick up your audio would be whatever the next step is in your process in them either doing business with you. So whatever you have them do after they pick up your service or your ebook or your audio. A sales page is just that. It might be a sales page, could be on a product, or is it on a product. It could be also on those keyword search. So maybe you go right into, as somebody's doing a Google search, you go right into a product that they can purchase. And you're still going to use, you're still going to pre-qualify them at the very beginning. You're still going to tell them, but it's usually on a product that you've sold, you have testimonials, and it's important to have certain things on that sales page, but it converts them right into a sale. All right. So a lead generation system is that. It's like shaking hands. It's leading them in. It's usually giving something for free. You can monetize it down the line, but it's usually something that you're giving for free because it's about giving first, then getting. It's kind of like the hand, I like to say it's kind of like the handshake. Let me give you something, right, and in exchange, and I want to give you something. It also is your chance to cultivate that relationship. So now you have their name and email, you can do something with that. The sales page is just that. You're converting them to a sale immediately.
When would I use a sales page? Like, mm-hmm. Do you go from a lead generation page to a sales page?
Well, that's tricky. Could you? Yes, you could. You could monetize your process. So, for example, let's say somebody comes into your lead generation page. You're saying, what's your lead generation page on, Stacy?
It's in process. So
right, it's in process.
but I'm actually thinking of making it a recipe book.
Okay. So your lead generation, you're attracting, though, what clientele to that lead generation site?
People that are looking to get really healthy recipes that are really clean. So whether or not they're bodybuilders or trying to just have the best body composition they can, or they have food allergies, or they're just really conscientious about environmental toxins and what not to eat. These are clean recipes, easy, simple. A lot of it is raw.
Yeah. Okay. So here's what you could do. So you find out what the keywords are. You do the lead generation page because you want to get to know them. They put in their name and email. Do you want them to get that for free?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
I go back and forth between it because I don't know. At first, we were going to create it to sell it, but I'm having so much trouble deciding what it is to give away for free that I want it to be something of great value that people want, and everyone's always asking me for the recipes because I'm always talking about them at my workshops.
Oh,
and so I thought this would have great value.
Okay. So, well, what you could do is give them a sample, not the whole thing. Give them a sample of it, and maybe it's, you know, the top 25, and then when they go to get it and download it is when you can say, but if you would like the whole thing, you can purchase the whole thing now for whatever amount it is. And that's where you have your sales page. So your downloadable page ends up converting into a sales page as well. And upsell,
so it would
exit.
Right. So when, so it's like download here, and then there's another tab that says, if you'd like the whole book, press here, and that goes to the sales page?
No, you have it on the same page. What it
okay.
says is, hey, download the first 25 now, but wait. If you want to download, and by the way, this but wait thing is the whole sales page and how to structure it is in your materials for the in your binder that you got at the 3-day intensive. Okay?
Got it.
So you can follow that verbiage, and it just basically says, but wait, you can also get, you know, all of the recipes, and then that's when you describe the rest of the booklet.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so then it ends up being not only a downloadable, but it ends up being your sales page where they download. It's a downloadable page, but it's also your sales page.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. And then the question is, when they download it or in your sales, well, so let's take, remember, this is a systems approach. So I'm always looking at, okay, but then what's the next step? And what's the next
right.
step? So then they get your book, and maybe they even purchase your book. Now it's automatic, right? So you wake up in the morning, and you suddenly have all these purchases, right?
Okay.
And then the question is, what are you putting in your cookbook that they downloaded and want to receive from you on the next step in doing business with you? So are you going to lead them to your main website where you have events? Are you going to invite them to those events? That's what I mentioned earlier. I don't know if you were on the call at that point, Stacy, but I mentioned, you know, you really got to have your marketing systematized. What is the next step, the next step, the next step, the next step? So when you know your process and your system and the way people bring flow into your business, you can always be thinking, okay, they're coming in here. Oh, this is how they're finding me. Okay, here's, you know, how, making sure that everything that you create funnels into the next, whatever the next is, the next step. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
What other questions do you have?
It gives me a lot of things to do in the meantime before the 3 days, so I'm good.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming on the call. Great. Let's see. We've got a couple of other things here. This is actually a follow-up to what I've just kind of got finished saying with the with understanding the flow of your business. This one person asks, you know, I don't have a name here. I'm sorry, I didn't write down the name. But getting more people to our events and more speaking engagements. The question is, how do we get more people to our events and more speaking engagements? And this goes along with the flow. Now, again, a lot of people will look at different events, either speaking events or their workshops, as separate events, rather than looking at them as series of events. Even though those events may be on different topics, how do you funnel and let people know about the next event? So if I'm doing the 3-day intensive, though there were other teleseminars and webinars I even did last year where people that purchased something were given a ticket to my 3-day intensive this year. So, again, it's about what precedes all your events and what comes after all of your events. So you're looking at it more as a flow between everything that you're doing. Every speaking engagement is not a separate event. It's about how do you funnel people into that? Where, how, when you give that speaking engagement, for those people that are interested in hearing more about you or more from you, how are you, one, capturing their information, and number two, how can you get them, you know, if they want to step up and do business with you, how can you get, you know, what can you offer them to get them to your next event? Because they want to know. They're stepping up. They're saying, I'm interested in what you have to say. Don't miss out on that momentum and opportunity to do that. And that's what taking that systems approach is all about. I'm going to open it up right now. I know some of you might have had questions, so let's just open it up. And anybody have any other questions that I can answer? Because I don't know if I've gotten through them all, but I'll just open up the line and see if anyone has what other questions you have. Don't be shy. Nobody has any other questions?
Lisa?
Yeah.
This is Ruth Reeser.
Yeah, Ruth.
I noticed today that there's you sent out a letter about the Friends for the 3-day event. Is that mm-hmm. is there still seating available for that?
Mm-hmm. We do have a few slots available for Bring a Friend. For those of you that already registered for the 3-day, you also received a link to Bring a Friend. You can do that. You can give them the link if you've already shared with them about it, or I don't know if you were on the call for the announcement, but I'm just going to put us on. I'm just going to put us on mute because we got a little background noise there. So for those people that you can invite them using your link you would have received, is also on March 15th at noon Eastern Time, there's going to be a Q&A informational call about the Entrepreneurial Ed System so they can submit any questions that they have about it. And that link, again, is bit.ly/EES3DayQA. So bit.ly/EES3DayQA. And I'll answer any questions that that they might have. Ruth, did I answer your question?
Yes, you did. Thank you.
You're welcome. Wonderful. And let's see if we have, one more question. Did I get these all done? I think I answered all the questions. If we don't have any other questions for tonight, I think that's it. I want to thank everybody for coming on today's Q&A call. And just another announcement, remember April 10th, in case you missed it, is the webinar for Seal the Deal 98% of the Time, which will be sponsored by your legal resource. And you can certainly go on to accelerateassociates.com, EXCELLERATE, associates.com. And under events, you can register for that event if you haven't done so already. So anyway, thank you all for coming on today's Q&A call, and until next time, create a great life. Bye, everybody.